Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
And Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Chilling findings. Incidents linked. I'm Barbara Cusack. The FBI's lab at Quantico examining evidence from the bomb that went off in New York City Saturday night and an unexploded pressure cooker device found nearby.
The unexploded pressure cooker bomb found on 27th Street in Manhattan was reportedly packed with shrapnel meant to do maximum damage to the human body, according to law enforcement sources. Similar material was found among the debris spread across 23rd Street, where the explosion took place. Meanwhile, other law enforcement sources say video from surveillance cameras shows the same man at both locations. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
5 devices were found in a backpack near the train station in Elizabeth, New Jersey last night, and there was a pipe bomb that went off at Seaside Park on Saturday. Could all these incidents be connected? Correspondent Rachel Crane.
Far too early in this investigation to speculate of any connections.
Security, though, has been heightened. I'm Barbara Cusack. Leaders of the Somali community in central Minnesota fear backlash following the stabbing attack of 9 people at a mall in St. Cloud over the weekend. Jelani Hussein says Dahir Adan does not represent them.
This is a tragedy, and we hope from this tragedy we can build a better, stronger community here, a strong St. Cloud that is inclusive and welcoming for all people.
The attacker was fatally shot. No surprises as far as some of the top prizes at the Emmy Awards last night, as our Jim Roop reports.
Veep and Game of Thrones took the honors for Best Comedy and Drama Series, respectively, with Veep's Julia Louis-Dreyfus also taking the trophy for Best Comedy Series Actress for the 5th straight year. But it was The People vs. O.J. Simpson that made the most noise, taking the honor for Best Limited Series, Best Actor in a Limited Series for Courtney B. Vance, and Best Lead Actress for Sarah Paulson. The show also took a trophy for Supporting Actor Sterling K. Brown. And for writing.
I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It is back to the drawing board, says Redskins coach Jay Gruden after yesterday's embarrassing loss to the Cowboys at FedEx Field.
We're 0-2. We're in last place, and we have to get a turnaround quick. The seasons could slip away from us if not, but a lot of football left, like I said. We're going to keep grinding.
Former Redskin Alfred Morris scored the go-ahead touchdown for Dallas with under 5 minutes left. Next up, the Skins are on the road against the New York Giants next week. A group of politicians is getting together this morning to call for more action on unclogging Interstate 270.
Among that group,
it's time to get serious. That's what people are asking.
Is Montgomery County Councilmember Roger Berliner, part of what is now known as the Fix 270 Now Coalition.
And it's time for a serious solution.
Governor Hogan a few months ago announced $100 million is up for grabs for the best congestion-reducing idea.
Most of us shake our head and say, really, you think you're going to be able to address what has to happen here for $100 million?
He says it's giving drivers false hope. In an ideal situation, Berliner wants wants to see
two-lane expansion, reversible lanes, HOT, and bus lanes.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has given all of the state's agencies until tomorrow to come up with suggested spending cuts to help close a projected $1.2 billion shortfall. Last month, the governor announced state employees would not be getting the raises they'd been promised.
We will direct $125.1 million from amounts reserved for pay increases in fiscal year 17 toward the shortfall as required by law.
McAuliffe blames the shortfall on changes in federal fiscal policy and a continuing general malaise in the economy. Tourism remains a big business in Arlington, where officials say last year tourism spending set a new record, topping the $3 billion mark. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,124, the NASDAQ at 52,45. Sports, the Redskins lose to Dallas, the Giants win, late game the Vikings beat Green Bay, the Ravens win, baseball the Nats lose, the O's win, WNBA the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time 504 up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Early crash here for coming south on 270 and heading into Gaithersburg just after 124 Montgomery Village Avenue, the scene of the crash. Two lanes getting by. Heading into town and trying to get on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, heading toward the westbound freeway. Crash right at the bridge there, and we have one lane block. I'm seeing a little bit of volume already building at this early hour, each direction of DC 295, again, to head inbound on the 11th Street Bridge beyond the crash. Broken down tractor trailer, 66 commuters. It's once you get up to the Beltway onto the ramp that would take you onto the outer loop of the Beltway heading towards Springfield. We have the right lane of two blocked, again, broken down tractor trailer, 66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good chance we all get some rain this morning. Areas of showers, thunder showers, and some moderate rainfall in some spots. Maybe some heavier downpours occasionally. And into the afternoon, still a threat for showers. Mid-upper 70, so temperatures way down. Front tries to get through, but still some showers tonight. Maybe a thunder shower, 71. Cloudy tomorrow, warmer, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Springfield, 73 in Frederick, 77 in Washington. More bombs are found in New Jersey following Saturday's New York City bombing. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 5:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. And as you just heard, there are developments in the bombing plots in New York and New Jersey. We've got plenty of details for you as the morning goes on, including Cliff May, terrorism expert at 6:35. Joe DeGeneva at 7:05. 7:15 brings us James Carafano, national security expert. 7:35, Trevor Maddich will break down yesterday's loss to the Cowboys. 8:05 brings us Tim Lujan. He's from Alexandria City, a council member on the big vote yesterday regarding remnants of the Confederacy in that Virginia city. And at 8:15, Rod Wheeler, law enforcement analyst, who talk about the investigations in New York and New Jersey as well as Minnesota, as we saw a string of what appear to be terrorist attacks over the weekend. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, in this weekend, there was a meeting of the Alexandria City Council, and they have decided they're going to change the name of the Jefferson Davis Highway. They haven't decided exactly what they're going to call it yet, but a decision has been made. They're going to change it because it honors Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, and they find that some people feel that is very offensive. In fact, they heard from testimony from people who thought it was offensive.
Plain and simple, Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy,
was and shall always be the embodiment of the Confederacy. And no matter how well a few revisionist historians have managed to cover the misdeeds and crimes of the Confederacy under a banner of the lost cause, it was still a regime that was totally committed to white supremacy, racial purity, and slavery.
And there were those who felt, of course, the other way.
At the same time, it would be foolish and destructive to try and erase that past. That is part of who we are. For example, I have ancestors who fought on both sides of the war, from the Puritan teetotaling abolitionists on the one side to the whiskey-drinking rednecks on the other. I mean, which part of me would you like to get rid of?
All right, where do you come down on this? Do you think it was a good idea? Does the name change bother you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. By the way, Larry, they also voted to petition the General Assembly to remove a 7-foot statue of a Confederate soldier that is on display in Old Town and move it to a museum. Apparently, they do not have the ability to do that without the General Assembly's permission, and they will petition the General Assembly to do that in the days going forward. This statue honors those who died on behalf of the Confederacy. But what do you think about this idea of changing the name of Jefferson Davis Highway? It's going to happen. We don't know exactly what they're going to call it, but they're not going to call it the Jefferson Davis Highway much longer. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, I understand the sensitivity on this issue. I just think it's at some point, where do you draw the line? Is always where I come down on this. And okay, so some people are offended by the name of a street. After more than 150 years, can't we move on? And I do understand the argument that they say, well, this actually these streets were named much later, after much long after the Civil War, and it was done in a way to sort of poke people's sensitivities on the issue. Maybe that's true, and maybe that is gives a better argument for doing away with it. But at this point, I almost think it's it's water under the bridge. Move on, folks. Bigger fish to fry. But that's me. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Does it bother you, or do you think it was the right move?
Well, obviously, Jefferson Davis Highway was named many, many, many years after the Confederacy, right? I mean, there's no debating that. You said maybe. No, it was. It was named in the 20s, and it was named at a time when
I guess my larger point is many things were named later after the passing of the Confederacy.
Well, we're talking about Jefferson Davis Highway, and you know, let's you know, it was. It was named well after the Confederacy. Listen, if the people of Alexandria don't like the fact that the City Council of Alexandria is wanting to change the name and have voted to change the name of Jefferson Davis Highway, and the majority of the people in that city think it's a bad idea, really great remedy. Get elected to the City Council, or get people elected to the City Council to change that decision. But I've got to think that based on the votes this Saturday,
it was unanimous.
This is the spirit of the people of Alexandria. If it doesn't reflect the true spirit of the people of Alexandria, then there's going to be quite an election there when these guys are up. I don't think that there's anything wrong with people of our time reassessing who we choose to honor. And let's be clear, getting a street named after you is an honor, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
That's
agree.
A huge honor.
Yeah.
So this is not, Jefferson Davis Highway is not a historical item. And by putting his name on it, the people of the city of Alexandria have chosen to honor him. Why are we honoring him? And isn't it okay for people years later to say, you know what, maybe it made sense in 1920 to honor Jefferson Davis based on the people who lived here. But now we live here and we think based on our opinions of history at this time and opinions of this man, he doesn't deserve that honor. And to the argument that this is erasing history, let me just say a quick question, Brian. Mm-hmm. Who was the first Desert Storm War? The first war in Desert Storm, 1991. Who led the Iraq War effort there? Who was the man in charge of Iraq when we went in there, Desert Storm? And
Saddam Hussein.
Now, how do you know that? If we don't have a street named after him here in Washington, D.C., how do you know that it was Saddam Hussein?
I get your point.
I mean, clearly we can understand and remember history without honoring people that don't deserve an honor. And Jefferson Davis, that's the bottom line here. It's not erasing history. If they start making a petition to take Jefferson Davis's name out of history books and take the story of the Civil War out of history books and say, we will not teach our children what happened in the middle 19th century here in America, then I'll be right there with you saying, well, they're trying to erase history. Mm-hmm. But this is not erasing history. We can honor history, understand history, teach history, learn from history without honoring people who don't deserve an honor, and Jefferson Davis does not deserve to be honored.
Well, to the phone lines we go. How about Paul in District Heights? You're on with Brian and Larry this morning. Good morning, Paul.
This is a cultural, it's become a feeding frenzy of cultural Marxism. There's statues of Confederate leaders all over the southern states, and if you take, they're not going to be satisfied with just changing the highway name. They're gonna take away everything.
Well, indeed, they're talking about taking away a statue in Alexandria. But I mean, do you understand though why some would find it offensive?
There are 20,000 to 30,000 black soldiers who fought in the Confederate Army. There's a big misunderstanding about history.
So does Jefferson Davis deserve to be honored?
If you want to change that, yes, I think he does, because you have to understand history in context. If you're going to honor Lincoln, who did not believe in racial equality, he believed in white supremacy, it's only fair to honor Davis also. There were good and bad people on both sides of the Civil War.
All right, well, listen, let's let other folks have their say. Thank you very much, Paul, for your call. Greatly appreciate it. More of your calls straight ahead in just a moment. Do you think it was a good decision by the Alexandria City Council or a bad decision? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Now 5:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather with Tim, and it's first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ryan, we actually start off with a couple of incidents, so heads up first on 270. We'll start into the Gaithersburg area. If you're coming southbound, south of 118, keep alert. You'll hit the brake lights up ahead. The crash just after 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. Crew still dealing with that. Also heading through town, inbound on the 11th Street Bridge, right side for the crash. So commuters coming off of 295 in each direction using windshield wipers, too. We have the weather is already a factor here. So heading again, 295 each direction to the crash on the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Stay to the left, merging slowly by. And Virginia, east on 66, you are up at speed, but be careful because on that ramp to the outer loop, you have the right lane blocked, broken down tractor trailer. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a wet day today, an 80% chance of rain. It's already raining out there. Highs in the upper 70s, steady temps all day long. Tonight, a few showers, 30% chance of rain, a low of 31. Tomorrow, 86. Wednesday in the upper 80s. Thursday and Friday in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 5:17 on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
And as far as this city is concerned, we are a very embracing and accepting city. And that is a very important value here, a core value. And I think that we all feel that in our hearts, not only here on the dais, but across our great city. So I think it is only fitting to definitely change the name.
That is the mayor of Alexandria, Allison Silverberg. On this weekend, they had a big meeting and decided that they are going to change the name of the Jefferson Davis Highway because it honors the president of the Confederacy. Good decision, bad decision. The phone lines are open. What do you think about it? Keith in Winchester, start us off in this segment. What do you think?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm glad Alexandria has the money to spare for this, because this is not a free change. They're going to have to change a lot of money to spend street signs. And I don't think after this they have any reason to call for a tax. If they have enough money for this, don't need any more taxes. And it's not just the cost of government, it's the cost of everybody else out there. Any business that's along Jeff Davis Highway is going to have to change their stationery. That has a cost, and yet no one seems to be caring about money, you know. Have you ever thought about the taxes?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it does indeed cost money when you change the name of a road. I mean, you got to change your letterhead, you got to change all your advertising, you got to change your website. If you're a business on the Jefferson Davis Highway, you're going to have to go through a change, and it's going to cost you some money, and there's going to be an expense involved with that. There's going to be an expense to the taxpayer as they change all the road signs and et cetera. It is not an insignificant amount of money,
yeah.
But it definitely will cost some people some money.
Yeah, well, listen, we're going to speak with Tim Levine. He is a member of the city council. I'm sure that they took that up and we'll quiz him about that. Listen, I got to think that this is not going to be an immediate thing, and whatever business, I mean, do people still use stationery, by the way? I guess if people do send paper bills, whatever they do, generally speaking, when I get a bill, I always feel like it's getting printed out by the printer at the moment that they press the print mm-hmm. button. But yeah, there may be some cost involved in this. Again, people of the city of Alexandria don't like it, then they need to get their own representatives elected.
Yeah, there you go. How about Valerie in Stafford? Valerie, good morning. How are you?
You know, I kind of cracked up at this. I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone, but First Jefferson Davis Highway runs all the way down through Stafford. I don't know if there's a lot of people who are, I'm sure their history is Confederate. I mean, you know, I don't know. It doesn't bother me as far as, but they're voting. Isn't Alexandria, didn't they just go through this? Thing with the find out the voter fraud for all these people are dead, or I don't know, they have all these people voting for the president that aren't even
well, yeah,
alive,
there's a whole another can of worms we have talked about.
But
Valerie, let me help you out. I think this is that they are only acting on that part of the roadway that is within Alexandria.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. Okay, thank you.
But it's fair because the people of Stafford may do the same thing, Valerie.
Yeah,
you never know. This may be something that various cities in our area decide to take up.
Chris in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, Valerie just stole my thunder, but I'm just gonna call it US-1.
Yeah,
I'll make it easy on myself.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it called, or wasn't it one time called the Richmond Highway?
Yeah, I believe it was. As a matter of fact, very close to Alexandria there.
Yeah, and apparently the city council in Alexandria this Saturday proposed possibly calling it Patrick Henry Highway, but then they sort of tabled the discussion about what they should rename it. Right now, the only thing that we know is that they are going to change the name from Jefferson Davis.
Yeah, if it's the Richmond Highway, if they go back to the original name, well, then it would be honoring the capital of the Confederacy. Can't have that.
The city of Richmond?
Yes, that's right.
well, the city of Richmond is still called the city of Richmond.
That's right. How about John in Woodbridge? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I don't... In the late 1850s, early 1860s, Jefferson Davis was actually Secretary of War of the United States, and he was a pretty pivotal character in developing the U.S. military at that time. He actually sent McClellan over to Europe and another gentleman for a pretty long extended jaunt to study Prussian armies and those kind of things. And if he hadn't done what he had done at the time, it is pretty pivotal. But, you know, we get wrapped up in emotion about, you know, the guy's a traitor and so on and so forth. And I'm not debating that, but this whole notion of making ourselves feel better, putting things into context of history that happened then to make ourselves feel better now today is just, you know, I'm not going to be very happy when there's some politician monuments named after some of our contemporary politicians. I won't name names, but
but it's fair to draw comparisons, John. I mean, listen, you just said that Jefferson Davis had a lot of great things in his career before he became the president of the Confederacy. Okay, well, you know what? Richard Nixon had a heck of a career. He was vice president of the United States.
Yeah,
Senator. He was incredibly influential, and I think he did a lot of good things. But one really bad thing in his career sort of, you know, soured him on a lot of people. You don't see a whole lot of Richard Nixon highways out there. You don't see who wants to go to Richard Nixon High School.
No,
anyone?
No,
anyone want to go to Richard Nixon High School? You don't see that. And why? Well, we as a society decided that because of that last tarnish on his reputation and on his career, he's not worth honoring. And I think it's legitimate to say about Jefferson Davis, considering he spent the 2 years after the Civil War in shackles. He was arrested, and only when Johnson gave him a pardon was he let off the hook.
Well, it is now 5:23 on WMAO.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Just $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman, you ask? Well, first of all, they're the only company that guarantees a response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to make the switch. They can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month price. And at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now listen to this. Mention you heard the ad on WMAL. Get up to 3 months monitoring free, plus an extra special offer for September. New customers receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. Just $99 installed. You'll see who is at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today and get protected. Switch and save. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Or go to AckermanSecurity.com.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work. I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS Neurohealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It is 5:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And very slow heading through town. Crash right at the beginning of the inbound 11th Street Bridge, and the rain coming down pretty hard in that area as well. So DC, 295 commuters each direction. Keep alert because you're hitting delays, both of you, to merge on to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. And when you're making that merge onto the bridge, you need to go to the far left to get by the crash. Now from Maryland on 270, yes, we have some slowdowns into Gaithersburg, but the better news, travel lanes reopen. Accident activity, I know, early on here. South on 270, just past 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. Still see a lot of flashing lights, but they've released all of the lanes there. For 66, we're doing okay coming through Gainesville, off and on through to the Beltway without much of any delay at all. But right as you get to the outer loop exit, watch, we have the broken down tractor trailer along the right side of the exit ramp. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march and a cooler start to the week. A lot of clouds, scattered showers, few thunder showers this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures holding mid-upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 527 on WMAL.
We've had some good discussion, and we have a motion and a second, and we've had discussion. So just for the sake of discussion, this is regarding only the Jefferson Davis Highway name change and implementing, starting a process to change that name. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you.
And with that action, the Alexandria City Council decided this weekend they will change the name of the Jefferson Davis Highway within the confines of the city of Alexandria to a name yet to be determined. There's some talk about Patrick Henry Boulevard or something along those lines, but no decision has been made as yet.
Anytime we can get the names of all these old racist Democrats off of street names and off of buildings, I'm in favor of it. I don't understand why people are against it.
We should go to
there are way too many racist Democrats' names out there.
We should go to West Virginia and start on some of those buildings.
You betcha. Robert Byrd needs to go.
It is now 527 on WMAL.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. Thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Coming up, we watch the Emmys so you don't have to. Details and highlights straight ahead. 5:30, time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The mayor of Elizabeth, New Jersey, says authorities have found several explosive devices in a backpack discovered last night in a trash can.
The FBI, the bomb squad, the local authorities here on scene. The mayor telling us that there could be up to five devices in that backpack found. Now, one of those devices was unintentionally detonated when the bomb squad was using a robot that cut one of the wires.
Correspondent Rachel Crane, that backpack was found near a New Jersey train station, prompting officials to suspend some transit service. Meanwhile, authorities in New York City say they're questioning several people in connection with an explosion that injured 29 people in Manhattan Saturday night, as well as an unexploded pressure cooker device found some blocks away and an earlier pipe bomb blast in New Jersey. Authorities say the FBI pulled a suspicious car over in Brooklyn last night and took the occupants to an FBI building for questioning. Minnesota's Somali community is condemning a weekend stabbing attack allegedly carried out by a Somali man. They say 22-year-old Dahir Adan does not represent them. Kirk Cousins says he needs to play better. This after the Skins lost to the Dallas Cowboys yesterday at FedEx Field.
I'm going to credit the Cowboys and say that they did a great job. You know, they played hard and made plays, and you know, they made more plays than we did, and that's the bottom line.
The Skins fall to 0-2 on the young season. Next Sunday, they're in New York to take on the Giants. Montgomery County officials will be gathering for a ceremony later today to redevelop space for a new veterans clinic. County Executive Isaiah Leggett will be joined by county, state, and federal VIPs. It'll be the first Department of Veterans Affairs community clinic in the county. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,124, the Nasdaq at 52,45. Sports, the Redskins lose to Dallas, the Giants beat the Saints, the Eagles play the Bears tonight. The late game last night, Minnesota beat Green Bay, the Ravens win. Baseball, the Nationals lose in Atlanta, the O's win, WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cards for Kids, KARS Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids, donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids, K.
K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877, Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877, Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Health insurance is expensive as it is, but imagine being overcharged by $8,000. That's until Seven on Your Side jumps in.
That's awesome!
The battle a local man faced and how to protect yourself. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Dancing already has everyone on their toes.
Oh, that's dancing on your tiptoes.
Because when it's live...
Hey, back off!
It's live.
We had to go to break because we had a little incident.
See tonight, it's a live two-night event. Woo! The stars dance to your favorite TV theme song. And Tuesday, Gavin DeGraw and George Poop perform. Stop! And the first elimination. Dancing with the Stars live, followed by the match game finale.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side. Seven on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch. That protect you from ripoffs. That spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words, Seven on your side.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, a nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, and we have some early hangups trying to get in through to town. Inbound on the 11th Street Bridge. That's where we started off the morning with a crash. It has just been cleared moments ago, but now it's just about clearing out that volume on 295. But again, over the inbound 11th Street Bridge, all of your travel lanes have been reopened. Same story with 270. Definitely slow first as you come out of the Frederick area, pushing and through Urbana, and then into Gaithersburg, the crash south of Montgomery Village Avenue. That's 124. That moved over to the shoulder. In on 50, the John Hanson Highway, seeing a little bit of volume merging on through to the Beltway. We have some rain in areas, so be careful. 66 eastbound, the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway, heading towards Springfield with the broken down tractor trailer on that ramp. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wet weather to kick off a new work week. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers around, so most likely you will see some rain this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures will probably hold in the mid and upper 70s all day. Some showers tonight, maybe a rumble of thunder, 71. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer without the threat for rain, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Manassas, 73 in Olney, 77 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It is 5:37 on WMAL. It's a very busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall, and we are keeping close to eye on all of the activity in New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, the apparent terrorism attacks that occurred. And to that end, at 6:35, Cliff May, a terrorism expert, will join us. 7:05, Joe DeGeneva will go back to the terrorism issue with James Carafano at 7:15. Trevor Maddich with the Redskins at 7:35. 8:05, we'll talk to Alexandria City Council Member Tim Levain about the decision to change the name of the Jefferson Davis Highway, and Rod Wheeler will join us at 8:15. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Last night was the Emmy Awards, where the television industry applauds themselves and celebrates everything that's wonderful about themselves. And it was actually a pretty entertaining show. Here's Jimmy Kimmel, the host, in his opening montage that you're going to see a lot of today on cable news and probably on your Facebook page, with a viral video, including, well, you'll see in a moment. Here he is trying to get to the Emmys. He jumps into a white Bronco, of course, hearkening to the TV movie about O.J. Simpson, actually the miniseries about O.J. Simpson that won a whole lot of Emmys last night.
Calm down, Juice, okay? Just calm down.
Why are you calling me Juice? And stop telling me to calm down. The Emmys start in 5 minutes. If I'm late, they'll let Tom Bergeron host. Do you understand that?
I like Tom Bergeron.
Everyone likes Tom Bergeron. That's the point.
Wait, are you going south?
You gotta turn around. We're going south.
I can't do that. That would be an illegal U-turn.
Oh, come on.
I am not going to be an accomplice to a traffic violation.
Fine. You know what? Let me out right here. Just pull over and let me out.
By Juice. There you go. A little joking there about O.J. Simpson, because what isn't funny about a double murder?
Yeah.
Anyway, then he tops into a what looks like an Uber.
There's plenty of room up front.
Oh, thank you.
You're a lifesaver. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're driving?
Yeah, I'm in between jobs right now. You know you can make $12 an hour driving for Uber?
This is Jeb Bush. This is Jeb Bush dressed as he's got a little chauffeur cap.
Oh, no.
And he's talking about
making a cameo appearance.
Yes, he's between jobs.
I do not know that, but that's great. I have to get downtown to the Emmys.
Are you nominated?
I am, yeah.
Wow. What's that like?
Ah! It's nice. Nice.
You think you can win?
Well, there's a lot of competition, and probably not.
Well, here's what I know. If you run a positive campaign, the voters ultimately will make the right choice.
You know, it's funny you say that. My psychic...
Jimmy, that was a joke. Get out of the car. And shave that wig off your face, you godless Hollywood hippie. Ah! Jeb, exclamation point.
There you go. He eventually got there. He hitched a ride on the back of a Game of Thrones dragon and set Ryan Seacrest on fire. So
wow,
that's
there
the
you
opening.
Go. Yeah.
Some of his other jokes.
Ladies and gentlemen, four-time Emmy Award winner, Dr. Bill Cosby.
He's not really here. I just wanted to see what you guys would do.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah. Also, I love the fact, actually, that he pointed out that, you know, Bill Cosby was honored four times by that same association. They're giving out awards. So it sort of, you know, forces them to look in the mirror a little
right,
bit. It's like, yeah. Oh, now we can't even mention Bill Cosby's name. Bill Cosby, well, you honored the guy yeah. with awards over the years.
See, can you recall Emmys?
Can I what? Can recall you, an yeah, Emmy? I don't know. Them. I don't know.
That I mean, you know, they change street thing. Names because
sure, sure,
people
sure.
become, you know.
Exactly.
You know, so maybe they should just recall those Emmys.
So Maggie Smith from Downton Abbey, you know, classic, you know, she's knighted Lady Maggie Smith, one of the finest right. actors of our generation, and she's never won an Emmy.
The ninth time. What is wrong with us? Why do we keep nominating this woman? She's treating us like the People's Choice Awards. I have a message for you, lame Maggie Smith, if you're even bothering to watch. If you want an Emmy, you better hop on a plane right now and get over here.
So then what happens?
And the Emmy goes to Maggie Smith, Downton Abbey.
Maggie couldn't be here tonight, so accepting the award on...
No.
We're not mailing this to her. Maggie, if you want this, it will be in the lost and found.
There you go. So O.J. Simpson was a big winner last night. So was Veep. Julia Louis-Dreyfus
yeah.
won for, I believe, the 97th time.
Yeah, and she's done well with that.
And she has. And also Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
Absolutely
just,
broke records.
Just destroyed the yeah. And again, none of these shows on network television.
Right.
The network television. Right. When's the last time a network television show won a big Emmy?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot of them.
By the way, if you're wondering, gee, I wonder, did they make any jokes about Donald Trump?
I wondered. I did wonder that.
All right, are we ready to make the Emmys great again? Let's give some pointy trophies out. What do you say?
That was the end of his monologue. Julie Louis-Dreyfus in her acceptance speech.
I think that Veep has torn down the wall between comedy and politics. Our show started out as a political satire, but it now feels more like a sobering documentary. I certainly do promise to rebuild that wall and make Mexico pay for it.
There you go. And then Aziz Ansari, Muslim actor.
It's an election year, and I want everyone to know that after careful consideration, I decided I'm going with Trump, which is why I'm also recommending we get rid of all Muslim and Hispanic nominees from the ceremony immediately. Wow, this would be so much easier if we were at the Oscars.
Boy, they think he's funny. We got plenty more highlights of the Emmys as the morning goes on, because it was a big night in television. And guess what? We all watch television, don't we?
We do. It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Last week, the military service chiefs unanimously named budget uncertainty and reduced funding levels leading to gaps in readiness as their most critical long-term budgetary challenges. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the service chiefs told the committee that one of the challenges is consistent, sustained, and predictable funding over time. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 southbound out of Frederick, heavy volume heading down toward Urbana. That's pretty normal. Not so normal, though, through Germantown and Gaithersburg. Off and on the brakes. The crash south of Montgomery Village Avenue, 124. That had been moved over to the shoulder for a while, but still a lot to check out. And we had the delays early on, again, with that crash on 270 now out of the travel lanes. Getting to DC 295, let's get you 50 in the BW Parkway. Just some of that early volume building, the rain not helping the early start of the commute, so be prepared for that. An extra time, obviously. The crash, however, on the inbound 11th Street Bridge, that has been cleared. 66, latest problem right now is trying to get through Manassas as you pass Business 234. That's the second 234 as you come eastbound. That crash, they're trying to get that all contained to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march and a cooler start for the week. A lot of clouds, scattered showers, few thunder showers this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures holding mid-upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees on WMAL.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Well, we are continuing to watch developments over the weekend that have been very troubling. Three terror incidents. Are they related? Well, it's hard to know, but there certainly are a couple of them that look like they might be. First, we start with the mall stabbings in Minnesota. A man dressed in a security guard uniform started attacking people with a knife and made references to Allah, asked one of the victims before he assaulted her if she was a Muslim, and so there's some indication that that is an act of terrorism. The suspect was shot and killed by a good guy with a gun. An off-duty police officer from nearby Avon, Minnesota, was there and did what needed to be done. Eight victims.
Wait, it's a good thing that mall wasn't a gun-free zone.
That's a good thing, yeah. Eight victims. The Islamic State media outlet did claim responsibility, but hard to know whether or not that's really true or not. Then, of course, we had an incident in New Jersey earlier in the day on Saturday. A pipe bomb exploded at a charity race. No one was injured. A second pipe bomb was found there. And then, of course, you know by now about the attacks in Chelsea, New York, the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City. 29 people injured. Nobody died, but it was a pressure cooker bomb apparently connected to a cell phone. A second device was found. The overnight development is that they found a backpack with five of these improvised devices in a backpack. The FBI began trying to, I guess local police were trying to disarm them, and one of them went off. And there's also a report that there have been five people who have been taken into custody by the FBI for questioning. And some of the reporting is a little vague on this, but it now appears that the detention of those five people and the location, discovering the location of those improvised devices in a backpack may well be connected.
Yeah.
So there you have it. A lot of activity and a lot of consternation, it seems, among those who couldn't decide whether it was terrorism or not terrorism. Clearly, I think they came down on the side that eventually they came to the conclusion it was terrorism, although, elected officials hate to admit that for some reason.
Well, it depends on whether it serves them or not.
That's right.
It's interesting, these five people who were taken into custody. So real fast, so the incendiary device that was discovered in a backpack left in a trash can, which certainly sounds like what we've learned about Chelsea, and also there was another backpack with a pressure cooker device that was found a little bit uptown from Chelsea on
right.
Saturday night as well that did not go off. But last night, around 1 a.m., they found this thing near a transit railway station. It was in a trash can right near the tracks. That was in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Now, Elizabeth, New Jersey is just on the other side of the bridge from Staten Island.
Right.
Okay? The five people that were taken into custody last night were crossing the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. Now, that is the bridge that connects Staten Island to Brooklyn.
Right.
All right? So, basically, if you're driving out of Elizabeth, New Jersey and hop on the highway and you want to go to JFK Airport,
right.
You go through Staten Island and go across the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. According to the New York Post, FBI sources have said that they believe these five guys were on their way to the airport.
Wow.
And coming from New Jersey, all five of them live in New Jersey.
Yeah,
so as the morning develops, we'll get more details.
Maybe we'll get more details, but it sounds like the FBI may have gotten a break in this particular case. It is now 5:51 on WMAL. Let's check in with El Rushbo, see what's on his mind this morning.
Brianna Evans is a 12-year-old student at an Orlando, Florida area school, and she's a jailbird. Her crime? She pinched a schoolmate's butt. And for that offense, young Miss Evans was read her Miranda rights. She was put in the back of a police car, taken by the deputies to a juvenile detention center, and booked on a charge of battery. Brianna, apparently still somewhat unrepentant, says that she feels it's just stupid. It's just a stupid charge that shouldn't have to happen. Pinching that young boy's butt was part of a game students at the school play. Now, the authorities say the offense happened in early March. At first, the girl was given suspension. The boy involved initially told school resource deputies that he wasn't interested in pressing charges. But his mother had different ideas. She demanded the 12-year-old girl face prosecution for pinching her son's butt. Brianna's father is flummoxed. He believes the misdemeanor battery charge is over the top. It's an overreaction. He said, Lord, what's this world come to? Kids can't even be a kid, he said. Mr. Evans, It's all part of the politically correct takeover of schools by out-of-control liberals. Kids are taught to fear microaggressions around every corner and taught to demand safe spaces. That's where common sense is expelled. Now, be thankful your daughter didn't try to kiss the boy. She probably would have been made to register as a sex offender at age 12. Don't duck me.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false? You can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Let's talk about home security for a moment with Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know you can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring starting at only $19.95 a month? Why are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving immediately? Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. They make it very easy to switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place and get the peace of mind for only $19.95 a month. And, of course, at Ackerman Security, it's all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Now, here's the deal. Listen closely. You make the switch to Ackerman, just mention WMAL, and you will get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Plus, as an extra special offer for September's new customers, receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. That's right, just $99 installed. You'll be able to see who's at your door even when you're not home. Don't wait. Pick up the phone right now. Start saving today. Call Ackerman Security, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit ARSofVirginia.com.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound in Manassas, that's where we have our early crash here. Everything to the shoulder, 66 east after business 234. But the problem is when we have this, when it's so dark and it's early here, distraction for sure. On the left shoulder, beat up cruiser there, arrow board cones are set up. So your lanes are open, but very heavy. North on Interstate 95, here we go. Northbound through Stafford, just seeing that volume on the increase. Same story as you head into Woodbridge, but your travel lanes are open. No problems to report currently on 270 through Urbana down toward Hyattstown. Slow earlier crash near Montgomery Village Avenue. That's been cleared out of your travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good chance we all get some rain this morning. Areas of showers, thunder showers, and some moderate rainfall in some spots. Maybe some heavier downpours occasionally. And into the afternoon, still a threat for showers. Mid-upper 70, so temperatures way down. Front tries to get through, but still some showers tonight. Maybe a thunder shower, 71. Cloudy tomorrow, warmer, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees, 556.
We can save energy. We can save money. We can win by putting Novex Energy Efficiency Game Plan into action. Let's do this.
Hold that thermostat to 68 degrees in the winter. Use Novex Online Energy Playbook for ways to save.
Coach, the power bill just came in.
Touchdown. We lowered our power bill with Novex. Winning ways to save.
Win big by going to Novex.com and putting your savings game plan into action today.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit Inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. But that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger than, and I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Coming up on WMAL.
Barack Obama says he'd be personally insulted if you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, as if you didn't already have reason enough not to vote for Hillary Clinton.
And we'll talk to Cliff May, a terrorism expert, about all of the activity over the weekend, the bombings, the stabbings. He'll have a...
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.